You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's a Wednesday evening, which means it's executive lounge time. And this week's executive is the Chief Information Officer at Philip Morris Southern Africa, Mary Mahuma. She joins me on the line now to just get a sense of what she does on a day-to-day basis. But more than that, what she doesn't do or what she does when she's not in the office. Good evening, Mary. Thanks so much for taking the time. Chief Information Officer, that's typically an IT role. How does an IT role fit into a tobacco company?
Thank you so much, Tiwi, for having me this evening. So isn't it that we find IT everywhere in our way of life? I mean, so as such, the tobacco industry is not exempted from having IT. So IT is what actually enables what we do for our customers to receive our consumables and for them to enjoy it.
Mary, you've done a couple of things. Not only have you been in IT, you've kind of been in banking, telcos. It's quite an array of sort of sectors that you've worked in. Why IT? Where did the passion for that start?
Look, I think, yes, indeed, I have been in a couple of industries within this space. I have been in IT for about 24 years. So the passion for IT actually came about wherein I wanted to solve a specific problem. Obviously, looking at my family that are in Limpopo somewhere and having to have, you know, access to certain basic services. At that time, it was more on banking services, you know, building technology that will be for the good of the people in those areas. So that's basically what drove the passion to grow in this sector. And yeah, it has been like that till now. Still using technology to touch the people and to make the people's lives much easier.
As an IT professional, Mary, I want to get your thoughts on the world that we live in now. I mean, things around AI are making things very, very different in how we do business and how we approach business things. What excites you the most about the way things are developing in the tech space?
I think it is definitely evolving very, very, very fast, but in a very innovative way. And it is indeed exciting because there are more economic opportunities that comes about with these new technologies, right? So as much as, there are new opportunities from the skills perspective and job opportunities, we are talking about now even opportunities in terms of the economic opportunities. I mean, if you can recall, Jimmy, when we were under lockdown, we didn't know much about this application or the App Store economy. I mean, that emerged and boomed immediately after lockdown, isn't it so? Wherein you got access to a lot of diverse capabilities or, you know, applications that you could engage with. So I think it is the nature of technology that, you know, it brings such innovation that it is intended to transform the way we do work, transform the way we actually do business, as well as transform the way we deliver our services to our customers.
Mm. Mary, not only are you quite a unique professional in that there aren't many female professionals that are in the IT space in the way that you are, you've also got your MBA. You've done a lot of work in terms of just ensuring that you improve yourself and position yourself in the best way possible. I wonder, because we are, of course, in Women's Month, what would your message be to a young aspiring lady out there that might want to consider a career that's unpopular, a career that's maybe uncommon, and perhaps the role of things like an MBA in pursuing these careers?
I would advise the young leaders that are aspiring to get into the IT industry to really be curious and to be courageous, to be bold and have the audacity, because the truth is that there are opportunities, especially when it comes to IT. It's a very dynamic industry. In that sense, it has a lot of opportunities. So further to that, I will advise that you will need to be self-determined, because in IT, the nice thing about it is that you are in control of your next, because unlike any other professions, you are able to certify in any upcoming new technology, and in that opening yourself to opportunities to getting interviews and so forth. So, and I think again is just staying connected to communities that are there in within the IT fraternity, finding yourself a mentor that obviously will support you, you know, throughout your journey. So I think it is possible. I would say it is definitely possible being a Black female in a very male-dominated industry, being it in IT as well as in the tobacco industry, it is possible. So I would say go for it.
Absolutely. Mary, who would you say has inspired you the most? Who do you admire the most?
Well, I think, you know, my aspiration rather, or rather the person that I admire the most is my aunt. Okay. So, I mean, I look at how she navigates her daily life in the outskirts of Limpopo and Mokopane, and how she does life. And I mean, I want to also share with you, Jimmy, that she started engaging with technology in a different way last year, where she could call me via video call. And that tells you, you know, the nature of innovation that is happening and how it's touching lives. That she doesn't have to necessarily rely on having to see me once in a year, but we can have those constant, you know, engagement via video calls. So I think she inspires me in terms of exactly that, you know, how she actually navigates life. And again, obviously, I draw a lot of strength and courage from her teachings, especially where she encourages me to stay in course, because there is definitely a bigger purpose why I am where I am today, especially in this industry of tobacco, wherein, you know, there is a big transformation where I pride myself that I am tasked to unsmoke the world, right? So I think it is through those encouraging moments and conversations where I think it's keeping me more humbled and really reminding myself why I am here. What is the purpose of me being here?
Mm. Mary, when you're not unsmoking the world and making all these big career moves, how do you unwind after a long week?
Well, after a long week, what is important for me, Jimmy, is I have to recalibrate. And so there are a couple of things. First, I need to stay in the Word. So spending time with my Bible and in prayer. And I think most importantly, bringing in my family, you know, spending time with my two girls, collecting, you know, comic books, because it's something that they enjoy and I enjoy a lot. I love gardening as well. So I think those are the kind of things that really bring in a bit of balance, which is very, very important for me, especially in this fast-paced industry and business that I'm in. So it is very, very important that I do take those stops and breathe and collaborate.
Mary, what are you reading at the moment?
So currently I am reading, there's a book called The Future. So it is by Deong Chang, Brown and Williams, and Feza Kang. So this is a South African written book. It's titled The Future, as I said, More Than 80 Key Trends for South Africa. So this is more of a futuristic kind of book, wherein it gives you, you know, an insight of what kind of trends, future trends we are going to be seeing in as far as technology, retail, marketing, economy, natural wealth, diplomacy, as well as social-cultural trends. So it's a very interesting book. So that's what's keeping me, I guess, more informed in terms of what we should anticipate in the next 10 to 15 years.
That sounds very, very interesting. I'd love to see what that book's about. Mary, before I let you go, if you could choose one favorite meal to have over and over and over again, what would it be?
Oh my goodness. So that will be mabele. So it's brown mealie meal and spinach or morocco. So that is my soul food.
Very interesting choice of soul food. I like that. I like I like that in all of the travels and the changes and life's ups and downs, you've decided this is going to be the soul food that I come home to and I enjoy the
most. Absolutely.
That's it. Yes. Well, thank you, Mary.
Absolutely. After all the 13th course and all that, I just want that. And I'm fine. I'm going to be fine.
Nothing tastes like home. We'll leave it at that, Mary. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights. That's Mary Mahuma, who is the Chief Investment Officer at the Philip Morris Southern Africa business, joining me to reflect on her life, what she gets up to when she's not at work, and what kind of executive she is.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.